There are now officially 23 candidates running to be the Democratic nominee for president in 2020.
Well, that field is huge and too many to fit on a single debate stage. It appears that there will be a limit for the first debate of about 20 candidates with 19 already qualifying. We're going to talk more about it. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Zach Montalero. He's a reporter with Politico and he's written about this today for Politico.com. Zach, what is the criteria? What is the qualifying data that you need?
Hey guys, thanks for having me. So there's two ways to get up on the debate stage. The first way is to get 1% in the three qualifying polls. And that means three polls from pollsters that the Democratic National Committee have said are good pollsters, either nationally or in the early states, you know, Nevada, South Carolina, New Hampshire, or Iowa. Or there's the grassroots fundraising route that if you get 65,000 donors with 200 donors in 20 different states, you also can qualify for the debate stage.
So I imagine the top four or five are pretty obvious. We could come up with those pretty quickly, but it's the bottom tier that are probably battling it out for those final spots.
Yeah, so far there's about 11 candidates who have basically guaranteed their spot. If you cross both thresholds, if you get both the polling threshold and the donor threshold, you're functionally guaranteed your spot. I can't picture a world where 20 candidates cross both, and candidates who cross both are guaranteed. It's that bottom even four candidates, you know, that's the area that you'd be concerned. It's 23 or 24, depending on how you want to count, former Senator Mike Gravel candidates running. Right now it looks like at most there will be 21 candidates who qualify. So there's a universe where only one person gets left off, but it's, you know, one person who's qualified who gets left off, but it's who will that one person be? We won't really know until right before the debates.
But just from a practical consideration, even if there's 20 or 15, how do you really have a debate? I mean, that's not really a debate.
Well, yeah, it'll certainly be tough. So the DNC is not just having one debate. It'll be two debates over the course of two nights. You know, each stage with an even number of candidates. So if 20 people qualify, there'll be 10 on either nights, and there'll be no more than 20 candidates total. But even still, you know, 10 candidates competing for a limited amount of airtime. And the structure of it is interesting. And, you know, if you remember, recall last cycle, the Republicans had the kiddie table debate, for lack of a better term. Candidates who were polling very lowly, you know, had a debate before the regular debate that people more or less kind of avoided. Now the Democrats are doing it differently. Instead, it'll be 10 candidates on both stages on the Saturday and the Sunday night. And those candidates will be totally random. So you can see someone in first place. You can see Joe Biden standing right next to a candidate who's basically, you know, just getting on stage, a candidate, Marianne Williamson, who is a holistic health advisor and a health guru who's qualified through the donor threshold. She could be standing right next to Joe Biden.
Remind us of the time frame of all this, Zach. How soon will this need to be hashed out?
So the debates are at the end of June, and we'll know about 2 weeks before the debates go. So, you know, middle of June, we'll know the first stage. And after that, the same criteria holds true for the debates in July, and we'll know about 2 weeks ahead of time. So we're approaching the stage. And it's going to be a big moment for a lot of candidacies. If you're left off the stage and you're a candidate that's been in a race for several months, it may not be a death knell, but it'll be pretty close to it. There's no real excuse for getting left off the stage. You know, there's plenty of opportunities to qualify. A candidate like Andrew Yang, who is a businessman who's fairly unknown in politics, crossed both thresholds. He's hit both the polling threshold and the donor threshold. So for any quote-unquote serious candidates, if it looks like 2 weeks before the debate you're not going to make it, they might consider dropping out.
Zach Montalero, reporter with Politico.